What? Oh my. Zach, pick up the gun! Okay, he's breathing. He's fine. What's out there? Looks like... Davey. Looks like Davey did his job guarding. What happened?
I saw Bigfoot.
Where did you see him?
I saw him, but like...
Zach, stay
back. At me.
He's here. He's alive. Zach, I don't know if you should do this.
Billy?
Give me the gun. Get the... Zach, hold the recorder.
I'm gonna go lay down.
You go lay down. I'm gonna have to finish the job. Good luck.
We got a Bigfoot.
Dead or alive. That was our mission. Dead or alive. Let's examine the body. Not like the urban legend suggests. Still very furry, but ginormous. Definitely not the size of a gorilla.
Definitely.
Wow. What was that doing? It's dead. There was only one, right?
I think. Should we?
Hopefully, hold on.
Should we be concerned?
This thing's giant. I would say 2 times the size of a human.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're gonna run out of ammo at some point, guys. This took 4 bullets to kill this thing.
Oh, shoot.
What are we gonna do?
And how much bullets do we have in the other guns? Like,
not, like, maybe 2 rounds for each.
Okay. The gun that took 4 bullets to kill it had a decent amount, maybe 10.
Yeah.
But still, that was kind of a lot.
But the regular rifle that shoots actual rounds and not just
tranks
was about... Did you just say tranks?
Yeah.
Oh, tranks to the head.
I was using
has it. About like 5 bullets. Well, we have our combat knife. Nice, more knives. Well, we need more guns. Alright, we're gonna have a private meeting. I don't know if you people can hear this. Whoever you are out there. Okay, after this shaking encounter, I think... Didn't one of... Well, if there is more... Wait, it took our knife. One of our knives.
Yeah.
If this doesn't have our knife, it either means it has a base, or there's more of them.
Well,
I'm going to need 2 people to turn over the body.
Well, if there's more of them...
Ready?
Oh.
There's not a knife here.
There might be more.
There's not a knife.
Well,
there's
if
a
there's
possibility
more,
of more. To create them and find ammo boxes.
I'll be great.
I think we're gonna need to exit these woods. I don't know what to do. We're lost in the woods at this point. We're freezing to death. Our rations are running low. I don't know what to do.
We should
go out on an adventure.
You know what? I'm coming with
you. Look for rations.
No,
I'm coming.
Let's go. I hope.
Let it's about, I
say, hope.
Maybe 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm hot for rations.
Got a gun.
I'm not going to have
my
gun.
I'm just going with my combat knife.
Just make sure.
Alright. I think I hear a river. This could be good.
Okay. We've only explored the right side of the forest. We're going to check out the left side. It seems to be sandy over here. Which suggests there's a river.
I think I see one.
There is. Do we have water? And if there's water, It means life.
Yes, so. Wait, it looks like there's fish in this river.
Oh, oh my gosh,
that's insane. Okay, we're safe. Okay. What's this black rock doing here?
It's like the only one.
It's Flint.
Flint.
Oh, this is good because the combat knife is kind of made out of steel.
Kinda, and we don't even need steel, honestly. It's kind of, we can just have a rock.
Yeah.
We still need to analyze. I mean, we don't know if that's Flint or not. It's very dark. I mean, it's 8 o'clock, but it's still darker. Just look up. Let's just head back to base.
Okay, I'm taking this black rock with
me. Well, we are barely surviving. We are agents.
I'm gonna leave so I can see if it's Flint once we get back to base.
We are agents of the U.S. government. So we did get some materials.
Found the river.
Only analyzing things. No actual weapons. Okay. Open the pack.
Place down the leaves. Flint.
Hey, bro, we got, like, high-tech things from the government and all.
Yeah, but it kind of got destroyed from the old camp.
I still have mine. I put mine in a backpack.
Oh.
Did you, like, pick, like, the suitcase package or, like, what?
What do you mean?
They said backpack or suitcase.
I took the
suit. Whatever.
Alright,
I still have mine.
If this is Flint, this is good.
Alright. Let's get this. This is a very basic mineral decomposition. My brain's so scrambled these days. Let's just set that down, put the Flint in it. If it is Flint, close it up, and we just wait 5 minutes. Let's get back on the recording once it's done. And the machine has confirmed it. It is Flint.
Oh, that's good, because do you have your fire starter?
I don't. We only have flint and steel.
I think.
Okay, now we can start making fires, at least.
Wait, I do remember something in my backpack. But I don't know if it's going to be enough. You know how flint slowly wears away? I have a small lighter, but only half of the tube is filled with oil. Can't use the gasoline or oil, whatever it is, on the generator because it's not enough. Well, so when the flint goes away, I don't know if we're gonna have enough.
Well, guys, I had a there's a flint and steel thing near our camp. When
because he was out here for weeks, we need to go to his camp, pick up the stuff, maybe get more clues on the murder.
And there was a gun over there too, so.
Dude, you need to start picking these things up. Yeah, it's fine. Billy messed you up.
I know.
Let's go.
We're all confused.
Let's go get this stuff.
I'm bringing my gun. Oh, where's my gun?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, here's their camp. There is a small handheld pistol along with an ammo box. You, Zach, you take that back to base because you're the fastest. All right. It also looks like there's a small tent, which is very useful. Let's kick out those poles real quick. Thanks, Zach. Wait, before you do all of them, let's see what's in the tent. Lots of food. Strange enough, MREs. So we have about 5 meals for each of us.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'm gonna go to the river and try to get some fish with my combat knife.
You get the fish.
You get the fish.
We're working
I'm gonna stay fire. With.
Alright, we got some wood, which is nice. You don't have to cut down too many trees. An axe. Another knife. Dole. Compass.
I got 6 fish.
Ooh, 6 fish.
That's 2 fish for us each.
And
let's get back to base. It's getting pretty cold out.
Yeah, we've been out here all
Sadly,
day.
Sadly, we've been pausing the recording this time. That's how we got the fish so fast. And we've been out there for about an hour just collecting the stuff, and that's all we've had. Not much luck.
I'm just
set on
fire.
Let's save the MREs for bad times.
Okay, guys, I'm actually really cold, so I'm just gonna get like another.
I got it.
Nice.
You got it.
Perfect. Zach, can you go collect wood?
There's some wood at the camp, so I grabbed a log.
Okay.
Zach, you go grab the rest. Bring a knife or bring a gun. I'll go with you. Since you're the safest, I'll be going with Zach. All right, come on, Zach. Let's go grab this wood.
I'm bringing a gun.
Okay. Chilly. Very chilly.
It's a lot more chillier over here. It was like, yeah, we kind of.
All right.
Sorry, I didn't tell you this earlier that we had this stuff.
Billy messed you up. All right, you got the logs?
Yep.
All right, we got the axe or whatever.
Oh, she's in the rabbit. Got the wood.
All right.
I got the wood. Well, I finished the fish. Let's put out the fire so we don't waste it. The wood.
We don't have any water right now, and we don't have a bucket either.
Well, there's a river.
There's a river, but we need some way to carry the water.
Maybe,
how are we gonna do this?
Was it,
I take off my shirt because it's, or my jacket.
You're gonna do that?
Yeah.
You take it off?
No. So pretend,
all right, thanks for donating your shirt. We're gonna have to run really fast.
Whoa, because my jacket's waterproof, so I'll keep water.
Windbreakers. Okay, you're gonna have to hold this because I'm gonna have to go.
We can carry the water in his jacket because it's waterproof.
That's what I mean.
Oh, Zach.
Zach.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I got the jacket.
Okay.
Let's go run.
All right. You need to stay here with the.
Okay. Yeah. Take this. I'm gonna bring it home right now.
Just cooking the fish. They're almost done.
Okay. And they're done.
Oh my gosh. Okay, my hands.
Okay. I take the
water got on them.
Okay, go ahead and put out the fire.
Okay.
Actually, stop. Okay, we need
jacket.
Okay.
Put the jacket on it. No, just don't put the fire out.
Yeah.
I need to warm up my hands.
Actually, no, I actually...
Can't move them. That
was, okay, I feel stupid right now.
Dude, we should keep the fire burning, just the wood that we've already put in.
There's no point. Well, it could cause us an axe anyways.
It's giving us warmth anyways.
I think it's time we call it a night.
Yeah.
Two fish for you.
I'll be back after we finish eating. Alright, so it looks like... Not, it looks like it. We finished eating. It's my turn to keep watch. But...
Oh, I'm so cold.
Hopefully, there's no more of this.
We need to get this fire back going. I'm gonna go cut down some wood.
I'll go with you. We need an axe. Here's the axe.
Okay.
I'll take the axe.
Okay. You hold this.
Okay. I hold that a lot.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, that should be enough. Just kind of a skinny tree. Let's go.
I got some more wood. That should be enough.
Okay.
Okay,
put some in the fire. What's left of it.
Alright.
That was close.
Oh, I just put it in the fire.
That was the gun you almost dropped in the fire.
Oh.
See what I mean? Close those bullets.
Maybe we should,
loaded.
Maybe we should keep the wood farther away from the guns.
Oh, it's so cold.
I know our, like, recordings are only about 15 minutes. It's been a whole day for us. We pause these a lot. There's a lot of stuff that happens. Nothing too interesting.
We don't want to
kill it. We just sit and talk about what we're doing, really. Maybe go gather some vines, wood, but that's it.
Looks like Zach's always already asleep.
Good night.